Hey, welcome back to the Shane and I Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max, and I got the thong song stuck in my head.
Dude, that's horrible.
Well, I mean, there are worse songs.
Now you, dude.
You're welcome. It is
fuck you.
The catchiest fucking song, is it not?
The only part that's catchy in that song, because I don't know, once you said that, the only part that got stuck in my head was dog, 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 dog.
Dude, I got the whole fucking song.
I don't know the rest of any of the other part of the song, except dog, 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 dog. Oh, you're welcome, audience.
You know what I really get stuck in my head?
What?
Is the bridge. And I can't sing it.
I don't know. See, the only part, like, I don't know the rest of the song. So maybe that's good.
That probably is good because it's a really catchy song.
That's good.
Cisco made that one super catchy song.
That's all he needed to do. That's all you need to do. Did I say, hey, this is the podcast about nothing?
That makes you think of something.
And man, it's good to be recording.
It is. It's been a while. With
both of us.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just did an episode by myself. That was almost a month ago now. We're going to get back on track. Promise.
Sure. I mean, let's not make promises, but yeah, that's the intent.
The intent is to get back on track. So let's get our sponsorships out of the way. We only have one right now because I'm not doing the coffee thing right now. So Black Label Supplements.
Black Label Supplements.
Go to blacklabelsupplements.com if you're into working out or if you're just starting a workout journey. They have all the stuff you need supplement-wise, you know, protein powder, creatine, all that good stuff. Blacklabelsupplements.com. Use code SHANE15 at checkout. That's Shane, SHAYNE, 15 at checkout. If you want to donate to the show or anything like that, you could go check out our website, shaneandishow.com. All that information is there. And you can sign up and get these episodes right when they come out, right to your email instead of having to, you know, if you sign up at our website.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. But so everything good?
Yeah. You know, other than having the thong song stuck in my head.
There are worse songs to have stuck in your head.
There are worse songs to have stuck in your head. And let's not go through a list of those because then they'll be in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just going to start one of the ones that I get stuck in my head often. And I'm not going to do it because I don't want it stuck in my head.
Thank you.
Because once I start singing it, it'll be stuck in my head. I'll be like, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You ever woken up with this song stuck in your head?
It's already there. Yeah, I have. That's bothersome.
Yeah. And you're like, where the fuck did that? I haven't heard that song in years. Where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, you'll be humming it or singing it all fucking day.
Dude, I had a fucking Beach Boys song stuck in my head the other day. A fucking Beach Boys. I haven't listened to the Beach Boys in God knows how long, although I love Pet Sounds.
Yeah, it's a good album.
I haven't listened to like old Beach Boys in a long, and it's the fucking Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. It's the Beach Boys.
And I had a Beach Boys song stuck in my head one morning and I was like, where the fuck did that come from?
Uh-huh.
It's weird how that happens.
Well, yeah, so, it happens. That happened to me the other day actually. And I can't remember the song, which is a blessing because if I could, it would be in there still.
It took me a minute to figure out that it was a Beach Boys song because I kept humming it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. I know this song. What is it?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dun, dun, dun. I'm not going to do it because it's annoying.
Good.
But it's weird. It's a band I haven't listened to in I don't know how many years I can't remember the last time I listened to the Beach Boys.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of the Beach Boys personally. Some people fucking go nuts for them, especially for Pet Sounds. Dude.
They have no original members, and they're all old. Yeah. And I think they have one guy that's an original member in that band, and they still fucking, when they tour, they sell out everywhere.
I believe it.
It's crazy.
I believe it,
It's so strange to me.
They're the Beach Boys.
Speaking of music,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to lead me to one of the things I wanted to talk about. I kind of talked to you about it before. So I was on Threads or Twitter, I think it was, or X, it's called now, X. Which I'm thinking of getting rid of because it's stupid. The only reason we have it is for the podcast.
Yeah, I have X. I signed up. I bit the bullet. I signed up. I was just curious to see what all the hubbub was about.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Yeah, it's not really doing it for me.
Yeah, I like Threads. Yeah. Threads is nifty.
Every now and then when I hear about some hubbub going on X, right. I'll go on just to see what the fucking thing is they're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's usually just some bullshit that somebody took out of context.
That's all it ever is.
Somebody deliberately took out of context. It's
that's
like
all they that's the, yeah. how they that's how they do it.
Yeah, you have to like purposely misinterpret some of this shit to get all
That's how they do it now. So speaking of music, so one of these ones, I don't know. Okay, I think it was both. I could have asked a question on both. I can't remember. But so I asked a simple question.
Yeah.
Right? Is it appropriate? I didn't even use the word appropriate. I think I just said, is it okay to listen to Christmas music before Thanksgiving?
Okay.
So it's a yes or no statement, right?
That is a yes or no question.
Yeah. My thing is a hard no.
Hard no.
Hard no, because of my years of working in retail.
Yes. Oh, I totally understand that.
Fucking. And having to show up to work the day after fucking day after Halloween. And it's like everybody forgot about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Fucking when I worked at Starbucks.
Right.
They had this same loop that would repeat every 40 like every, to 50 minutes.
It's like every Starbucks you go into plays the exact same song.
The exact same loop.
Yeah. Every time you go in there.
Yeah. And
fucking
for,
annoying.
And for like. For 2 whole months, every day, that same 40 or 50 minute loop of Christmas songs, it was infuriating.
And dude, I'm not like bah humbug, you know what I mean? I like Christmas shit.
Yeah.
At Christmas time.
Yeah. Christmas shit at Christmas time.
Like, I'm not one of the, like, let's not forget Thanksgiving, right? Even though, like, hey, my Thanksgiving may be different than yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't do a big turkey or whatever on Thanksgiving. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes it's just fucking Chinese food.
Hey, Chinese food's good on Thanksgiving.
It is. And it's never been a big deal. Sometimes with my line of work, I have to work on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah.
So, like, but let's not forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not just go, oh, we're going to bypass Thanksgiving and we're just going to start Christmas stuff. Now, you know what they're doing now?
What else are they doing now?
Instead of doing just Black Friday.
Yeah.
Instead of just doing Black Friday, where it's fucking entertaining and people get mauled and it's fucking glorious.
I remember back in the day, Black Friday, it was a day when America was at its worst. For one day only, people would just go completely fucking materialistic and just fucking like maim their neighbors over fucking toys and shit.
Yeah, it was like what's that movie? It was like The Purge.
Yeah. And it's like, oh no, I'm going to save $3 on this. Not you, motherfucker.
I'm going to get these towels.
Yeah.
I've had my eye on these towels for 6 fucking months.
Yeah. People would destroy relationships of years for the deal. Yeah.
Now what they're doing is they're doing these Black Friday, it's Black Friday month. So
yes.
They've already started.
Yeah.
Like, get all your shopping done now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they've learned. I don't know, but it's fucking annoying too,
mm-hmm.
right? We're just totally forgetting about Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
like we're
well. I don't think it's that we're forgetting about Thanksgiving. It's just there's more money to be made
if you just put that out for like a month.
If you skip straight to Christmas, because the only people really making money on Thanksgiving is
what? Butterball turkeys.
Turkeys, yeah, that's it.
And stovetop stuffing.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the only people making money on Thanksgiving. Christmas, on the other hand, anybody who sells anything makes money on Christmas.
Yeah.
Even the turkey people, they just make more on Thanksgiving.
It's just annoying, man. It's just, let's slow the fuck down and go through November. Like, I'm cool. Like, if you want November 28th, if you want to start selling, or November 29th or whatever, fucking start Christmas stuff, do it.
Yeah. I have a feeling about this, and here's my feeling.
Uh-huh.
So you have a hard no on Christmas music starting November 1st. I have a soft no on that. And what that means is, if you want to do it in the privacy of your own space where only you can hear, fine. That's your business. Do that year round for all I care. You could be some kind of crazy Christmas pervert and just listen to Christmas in fucking August or whatever. If that's your thing, I don't care. But if I start hearing fucking Frosty the Snowman or White Christmas or anything by Mariah Carey before Thanksgiving, I'm going to get a little aggro about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I know people that fucking love Christmas music and I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
Like, but if you want to, I agree with you. If you want to listen to that shit in your own home.
Yeah.
And fucking dance around in your onesie, your Christmas onesie.
By all means.
All year round, go
that,
for it.
That is your right, as long as you don't fucking put that on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So It's a simple question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that question got political?
That question seems entirely apolitical to me. Should one play? And yeah, is it okay to play Christmas music before Thanksgiving? That's a completely apolitical question. It's just a matter of taste and scheduling.
It got political.
It got political.
And I think it was on Twitter that it got political.
Oh, well, Jesus fuck. I'm not shocked.
People made it this whole thing where it was just like, it was fucking bizarre to me, right? There was like some people like, oh my God, after everything we've been through this last month, if you want to listen to Christmas music out loud, go ahead. I mean, we need to be happy. It's like, everybody's like, oh my God, the country's over. So why not? One of them actually said the country's over. So why not?
So listen. Why not just give up and listen to Christmas? Yeah. You know, that is a weird leap. Okay, first off, the country's over. Okay, thank you for your histrionics. But then your leap is, so why not Christmas music?
Yeah, dude, that was the comment.
Yeah, I would think the country's over. I don't know. I'm going to get a bunker and a gun. But no. Christmas music? That's your solution? Come on.
I would think, like, the country's over. I'm going to fucking go get loaded for a couple months. Yeah.
Country's over. I'm going to Canada.
Yeah. Fine.
All that makes sense, yeah. Right? Christmas music?
The people that cracked me up on that, though, were the Canadians.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because the Canadians were just like, the Canadians, God loves you, Canada. Mm-hmm. They were just like so sweet about it. They were like, well, you know, we just had, I mean, you want to say it in a Canadian, well, we just had Christmas in Canada, eh?
Thanksgiving, you mean?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving in Canada in October, eh?
Yeah.
So we're gonna start the Christmas music now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? They just had Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's a different thing for
them. It's a different thing. But
Also, it's already fucking snowing in Canada, probably.
Probably.
Which
probably
makes it more cold. Christmassy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one place I wouldn't want to live in the winter? I don't know why I just thought of this. I saw it on YouTube about cheap places to get houses.
Yeah.
One place I wouldn't want to be.
Yeah.
Apparently gets colder than Canada. Syracuse, New York. It gets fucking dark and snowy, and it's like 9 months, but houses are cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why that popped into my head, but I was just,
all right.
Cause you brought up snow and I just watched this video on that. It was cheap places to buy houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all in these like fucking cold weather places. It's like, no wonder why they're cheap. It's like Syracuse. I'm not going to go move to Syracuse, New York, no matter how much of a deal I get on a fucking house. That's crazy.
I mean, if there was something else, like bringing you to Syracuse, New York.
Right. But I don't think there's any kind of other industry in Syracuse, New York, except for like college shit.
Well, they probably have, I don't know.
Hey, I could be wrong. If you're from Syracuse, New York, and you listen to our show, let us know what's in Syracuse, New York.
Yeah. That's on one of the Great Lakes, right?
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
All right.
But it has Syracuse University right there.
Okay. Yeah.
So
that makes sense.
Yeah. But yeah, man, I was just surprised that people made this fucking into a political thing.
That is fucking weird.
And like, I don't know, man. It's just weird that people got so emotionally wrapped up in this election too. It's just weird to me.
You know, that's just sort of the thing though now. People got their identity all mixed up with their politics.
Right.
So they get real emotional over, a lot of people get real emotional over anything that could be political, or they just start bringing politics into shit that's apolitical, like Christmas music in November.
Yeah. We're not a political podcast and we're not going to turn into a political podcast. I just got to let you guys know that. But it's just fucking weird.
Yeah. This is as political as I'm going to get on the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that bird feathers.
Are we back on bird feathers?
It's the bird feathers, but that's where I plant my flag.
Again, is it?
It is Blue Jays, and I plant my flag on that. And if anybody wants to know what I'm planting my flag on, go back to the
Battle of the Blue Jay, the Great Blue Jay Battle of 1985.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just weird because like I don't come from, I don't know, it could be just me, but when I was when I was brought up and I was old enough to start voting, it wasn't it was never an emotional thing, right? It was never like I didn't get caught up in the hubbub. I researched the fucking facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was how that's how I've always done it. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've always just researched the facts and whatever one is kind of like, okay, that one makes more sense to me. Mm-hmm. That's what I go with. Right.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on the Democratic political campaign. I don't want to go there.
No.
So let's go change the subject.
All right.
Because it's just Christmas music, man.
It's just music.
And if you don't, you know what? If you're unhappy about what happened, go ahead and let your freak flag fly.
In private.
In private. Dance around in your Christmas onesie.
In private.
Because you know people are doing that.
In private.
Drink your eggnog.
In private.
Have a good old time. Just don't go out in public and start singing me Jingle Bells or some shit like that.
Yeah. If I start hearing that shit, I can't.
I can't do it, man. The other thing that gets me is people that put up Christmas lights right now.
Yeah.
What's the date today?
If you're putting up, I will give them the week of Thanksgiving because some people want to put them up to show them to the family when the family shows up.
That's like a whole tradition for some people where they fucking have the family over and it's like, we're going to put up Christmas lights. We put up there. I get all that.
So,
I get it.
So you can have that. But if you're taking down your Halloween shit and just replacing it with Christmas shit, no.
Yeah, I know people that there's houses in my neighborhood that are already doing that.
Yeah.
And it's goddamn annoying.
There's a whole block in this neighborhood that goes fucking just balls to the wall for Christmas, but they don't do it until after Thanksgiving.
See?
And they do it so much, like people travel to look at this block.
Yeah. I know I've been there. I know the block.
Yeah. We're gonna be there later tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to be on that block. And you know what? There's going to be no Christmas shit out because they're not monsters or animals.
And the other people that I feel bad for, and here's the other people that I feel bad for, because we had some neighbors on Halloween. Did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
I got a decent amount for about an hour.
Yeah. I have a couple neighbors. One of them goes balls to the wall for Halloween decorations. Mm-hmm. And the other guy across the street kind of goes balls, not really, but kind of. And I felt bad for him because he had these fucking Halloween decorations up for like a week or whatever. And Halloween night rolls around and we got maybe a dozen or so kids.
Yeah.
Between like 8 and 9, which I was surprised about.
Yeah. Ours all came like between 7:30 and 8:30.
Yeah. But these people went into a lot of work to put all that. And it looked cool. Like some of the lady up the street, the house up the street looked really cool. Yeah. The way it was all decked out for Halloween. And it's just like, dude, why do you put in? What's with the effort on that? Is that like a family thing? I guess that's a family thing, right? It could be.
Yeah. And, you know, like for us when we were kids, Halloween was a big deal.
Yeah.
And everybody was out on Halloween and was a whole fucking thing. And nowadays, Halloween's like most kids do their trick-or-treating while the sun's still up.
Or they have it at school or something.
Yeah, they do it at school. They
to be safe. I get it. Yeah, it's not safe like it was when I was a kid.
Here in Cotati, they did a thing in the plaza park,
right?
And just did shit there, and that's where the little kids did all their whatever.
Yeah,
and it's
did
not
all their whatever.
Yeah, and it's no longer children of all ages, roaming around the neighborhoods all night.
Fucking exclude teenagers. Don't exclude the teenagers. Don't exclude the guys that are like 12 and 13. Let them trick or treat, man.
Dude, I got some of them. And I was like, yeah, good for you.
Good.
And I was also like, you know what? I hope you got eggs or shaving cream somewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the tradition.
Yeah. Be a fucking kid. Be a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do some fucking egg throwing.
Fucking teepee a tree. I don't know. Teepee
a house, man. That's what we used to do. We did the whole nine, too.
Fucking just do some mayhem.
Yeah. Cause some fucking damage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Goddamn. People are too safe these days. I get it. You got to be safe, but come on. Let your kid live a little.
Town I grew up in, it was just like, I mean, kids would travel to go to one neighborhood in this town just to cause havoc.
Right.
Mayhem. It was great.
Yeah. I had this thing for a long time where I would get ready for Halloween and I would always wind up getting sick like Halloween night and it always sucked.
That is a bummer.
Like, I would get the worst colds at all, and it wasn't like a one-time thing. It was like pretty much every year, and I stopped fucking caring about Halloween.
You know, that happened to me with the 4th of July. It was really weird, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's 4th of July, it's cool. It's like, let's go eat some food, have a barbecue. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate independence. It's not like a made-up thing like Columbus Day or whatever.
Hey, Columbus Day is not a made-up thing. I don't know what, like, I know who Columbus is. I don't know why they chose that day.
Right.
Maybe that was the day that they found land. Maybe it's his birthday.
Maybe it's his birthday. Maybe it's the day he threw everybody off his ship.
Yeah. Maybe it's the day that he finally got arrested by the Spanish yes. for being too evil. Yes. You are a real piece of shit if the Spaniards are like, no, you're too evil.
Yeah.
We can't have you being this evil.
Yeah. It's not even called Columbus Day anymore. It's called it.
It's like Indigenous Peoples Day or something.
And most people that I know that hate it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Columbus was one of the worst.
No, he was. He was.
I can't believe we grew up celebrating this man.
Yeah, when you were a little kid, especially like my generation, dude.
Yeah.
We grew up like celebrating fucking Columbus. Generation X. Wasn't until later on where people started fucking realizing that he was a fucking dirtbag.
Yeah.
But I remember being in grade school or whatever, and you'd have these plays about Christopher Columbus discovering America and making peace with the Indians and having Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the pilgrims and all that shit.
Yeah.
And it was always like, okay, so how do you get Christopher Columbus and the pilgrims from the same thing? The pilgrims came over after Christopher Columbus.
Quite a bit.
So,
yeah. But, you know, you can, why not? It's a school play.
It's a school play. I was 6 or 7, so whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I had some good acting chops, so.
I believe it. Believe
it. Yeah, dude. My claim to fame was in 8th grade. I played fucking the ghost. So I was in the Christmas Carol play at school.
Uh-huh.
And I got to play the ghost that comes and visits. What's this fuck?
Scrooge.
Scrooge. Yeah. The first ghost that comes and visits Scrooge. His old business partner or whatever.
Marley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, that was fun. That was like my acting highlight. No. I got to say, no, that's not my acting highlight. My acting highlight was that I was in a commercial for Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I would have thought your acting highlight was that you played one of the leading roles in a short-lived sitcom called Sean and I.
That was as an adult. I'm talking as a kid.
Oh, as a kid.
Sometimes there was a time where I like to tell people I was a child actor.
Oh, yeah, good for you. You're like Ron with his pizza commercial.
Yeah.
My Kira was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was an extra in that. And me... I was on the cover of the Miami Sun once.
Nice.
Playing on a polluted beach.
Nice. Yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
Did you know it was polluted?
Yeah, there were dead fish everywhere. I don't know why my parents allowed me to be there.
They're just like, all right, they probably got paid quite a bit of money.
I doubt it.
Or they're like, yeah, just go play on that polluted beach over there, Max. It's all right.
Yeah.
We used to there's some dead fish there. Don't worry about it. Just fucking throw them around.
Yeah. Fish die. Whatever.
Whatever. There was something else I wanted to talk about, too. Oh, the other thing I figured out.
Uh-huh.
It's been annoying me lately, too. Is roundabouts.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
And I figured it out, dude. Yeah. Is the same people that can't figure out how to use it. And now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm sure people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, roundabouts, also called traffic circles.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your part of the world, it might be called a traffic circle. Because they're like big in Europe, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of them in Europe. They're increasingly used around here.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's that circular thing that you have.
Why can't people figure out how to use them?
So many people can't figure out how to use them.
It's like you forget to yield or you forget where to go.
It's insane. And you know, they teach you, like, it's on the test, the driver's test, how to navigate a roundabout. And it's really simple. People in the roundabout have right of way.
Yeah.
People outside the roundabout coming in yield to people who are already in.
Yes.
And when you're about to leave, you signal that you're going to leave.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. That's it.
And people make it so complicated. I was at the roundabout today, the one they just put in. And I was some guy, two people, like they didn't yield. They just fucking went.
Yes.
And there was already people coming around the other. It was almost an accident. And it just got me thinking, like, it got me thinking this because I was on the way to the store. I seem to go to the store a lot when I'm on the podcast, but Tuesday is usually my grocery shopping day. So cut me some slack.
Yeah.
I was on the way to the grocery store and I get to the grocery store and I'm at the self-checkout because I didn't have a bunch of stuff, right? I had enough stuff, but it wasn't like, it's quicker if I go through self-checkout.
Yeah.
Because the lines are full and I don't want to be an asshole.
Right.
Self-checkout's easier. And there's people at self-checkout who still can't figure out how to use self-checkout.
Yeah, they shouldn't be doing it if they can't figure out how to use it.
Like, there was this lady, and there's a sign at the store that says you should treat, it says something to the effect of, like, you should treat this as, like, you know, 15 items or less.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This lady has a whole fucking shopping cart full of stuff.
Fuck her. Fuck her to hell.
And, you know, it gets better.
All right.
She's trying to check out. Mm-hmm. The little white thing keeps coming on because she can't figure out how to fucking use the little scan code on the potatoes.
It's four numbers.
Exactly.
You type in the four numbers.
Or you just set them on the little scale and it come up potatoes.
Yeah.
But there's four numbers on a little thing, right?
Yeah.
There's a little SKU code and it's usually like 9041 or something like that.
Yeah, it's just a four number produce code.
This lady was just, so she starts ringing everything else up. And she's like, and then she'd go back and she'd get to the, she'd stop and then she's taking up the whole line, right?
Yeah.
And she'd stop and then she'd go back to the potatoes for like five. And it's like, at this point, there's some guy behind me and he's like, why the fuck is this taking so long? Mm-hmm. That's how he sounded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's starting to get pissed.
I would be too.
Like, and I'm amused by this whole thing.
But good for you.
Because the little white thing's on. The worker is at the fucking cash register.
Just watching this lady struggle.
Just watching the light going on. And the guy in the line that's behind me getting mad finally says to the guy at the register, hey, why don't you go over there and help her, jackass?
Yeah.
And the guy looks at him. Could have been a kid more than 17 or 18.
Uh-huh.
The guy at the register looks at him and he's like, I'm not... This isn't my register. I'm just watching it for somebody else while they're on break.
What? I'm just being here. I'm just. Oh my God.
This guy behind me had the same reaction you did. I started laughing.
Yeah. That's insane.
And the guy was like, well, where is the person? This is insanity.
Just show the lady how to type in the four digit code. That's all you got to do.
So the lady that actually was supposed to be at the self checkout finally comes back, and the guy behind me, now I'm actually at a checkout. So mm-hmm. the guy behind me is at one too. Mm-hmm. He's talking to the lady at the register, bitching about what just occurred. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady at the register still can't go help the lady with the potatoes because the guy behind me is bitching to her about everything that just transpired. And this poor lady's about to have a nervous breakdown about the potato. She's rung up everything else and she can't ring up these five fucking potatoes. Right.
And now this guy who was aggravated has become the problem.
All that to tell you this, I figured it out.
Yeah.
The same people that can't use a fucking roundabout
uh-huh.
are the same people that can't use self-checkout.
I believe you.
I'm convinced.
It's a simple thing. And they just, I don't know how, it's beyond me. The use of a roundabout is so simple.
Yes.
It's so it's literally, there are fewer rules to use a roundabout than to use a regular four-way stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the other one that gets me is when the power goes out, people have to go to the traffic light and they can't figure out how to use a four-way. It's the same thing.
It's a four-way stop. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, dog.
Dog's barking.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah, whatever. But so I have to drive through that roundabout
right
at work.
Yeah.
So while I'm going out to my route and when I'm coming back from my route, I have to drive through that roundabout.
Right.
And I have realized that when I go into that roundabout, I have to assume that the other people in it don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
And I have to drive as if I'm anticipating, like,
somebody's going to hit your mail truck?
Yes.
Isn't that a federal offense?
Not if it's
because you're a federal employee, though, yeah, right?
It's not a federal offense if it's an accident.
What happens? Oh, that was my question I had for you.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been seeing this. I was, at least last year, it was on the news a lot.
Yeah,
that mail carriers in San Francisco were like getting fucking held up and shit.
Yeah, that's been happening lately.
Okay, is that that's like a federal thing, right?
I don't know what exactly whose jurisdiction it is, but right. Generally fucking with the mail is a federal crime.
Like if you tamper with somebody else's mail trying to steal their shit off of their porch.
Yeah. And honestly, like if you have to like choose, hey, I'm going to commit a state crime or I'm going to commit a federal crime, you're better off committing a federal crime because most of the time, you know, with those crimes, the payoff is better. and you end up in federal prison, which is, at least in California, a lot nicer than state
prison.
We're
not teaching how to be a criminal.
I'm not saying be a criminal, but if you're
going to be... Leave the mailman alone.
Yeah, but if you're going to be one, I mean, there's so many criminal things that are perfectly legal. Do one of those, which is what monsters do.
Yeah.
Or if you really want to break the law, fucking just rob a bank, man.
And leave the mailman alone.
Leave the mailman. What the fuck? Some guy recently mugged a mailman and stole his truck. Like the mail truck.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. Those things are worthless.
Yeah.
But he did it. And
you know what it is?
What?
It's the fucking bath salts, dude.
It's the bath salts. The same thing that makes you eat a face makes you steal a mail truck.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taking bath salts, man.
Yeah. All right.
Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, I do. And now, you know, people have like come up with all these other drugs. I guess bath salts was a fad.
Yeah, just like the Tide Pod.
Yeah, like the Tide Pod and.
But you didn't even get high from doing the Tide Pod thing.
No.
That seemed kind of worthless to me.
That was just kids being dumb.
Yeah.
And some adults being dumb.
Yeah.
That was just dumb people being dumb.
Yeah, it wasn't really entertaining either.
Yeah. You know how women in Afghanistan used to kill themselves back when the Taliban was in charge the first time because they couldn't get poison,
bath salt,
and they couldn't get weapons to off themselves or anything, but they could drink laundry detergent.
Well,
and
yeah.
If you chug a bunch of laundry detergent,
yeah,
it will melt your insides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so some kid was like, hey, let's eat Tide Pods.
Yeah, I was listening to something on true crime about how this woman over time, we're getting dark all of a sudden.
We often get that way, but let's continue.
There's this true crime thing. I think it was like some podcast I was listening to. I can't remember the name of it. Over time, this woman did this to her husband with the laundry detergent.
She killed him by feeding him bits of laundry detergent?
Not feeding him. She started like mixing it into his nightly drink.
Oh.
Just little bits at a time.
Yeah. Just to melt his guts slowly.
Yeah.
All right.
And the doctors couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was a big mystery on like, and she acted like she had nothing to do with it. Like she tried taking him to the doctor and all this stuff.
Yeah.
Like it turned out she slowly over time, she was just like, and they couldn't figure out, they finally, what happened was is they started tracing all their money.
Mm-hmm.
They started noticing that she spent a lot of money on liquid laundry detergent.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
During the time where her husband was getting sick.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's how they figured out that she was.
Well, goddamn. All right. I would think if somebody was putting enough liquid laundry detergent in my beverages to damage me, I would probably be like, you know, this orange juice tastes soapy.
Yeah, but I think she mixed it in like he had a cocktail at night and she mixed it in with the cocktail. Like it wasn't a lot at first.
Okay, yeah.
Then it started taking too long, I guess, and that's where she kind of got ballsy.
Right, right.
Right.
Yeah. Threw a little borax in there.
Yeah, threw a little borax in there. But yeah, man, that's it. I think we're going to end the episode on that.
Yeah.
On a dark, dark fucking note.
Dark note.
So remember, Thanksgiving becomes before Christmas.
Thanksgiving does come before Christmas. And
celebrate that shit. Yeah.
If you wanna listen to Christmas music, do it in the privacy of your own fucking space where no one can hear it, because I don't want to fucking hear it. I will permit it after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Don't forget about Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I honestly, I don't give a shit about Thanksgiving. Either I mean, don't want to listen to Christmas music right now.
I kind of like the food.
I mean, yeah, the food's good, but that's it.
And the football.
I don't care about football.
See, I do. So
also,
there's four games on all day on Thanksgiving. It's the greatest day to be lazy.
Yeah. I can have turkey and stuffing any day of the year.
Yeah. So anyway, on that note, if you've listened all the way through, thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. Leave us a review. And hopefully we get back on track and we'll have another episode this month.
Yeah.
We're going to try.
That's the idea.
Until next time, people.
Yeah, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.